This is Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill in for Kai Rizdahl. Fax machines have all but disappeared from most of our lives. Most, but not all. Still today, fax machines are a common sight in doctor's offices, humming, scanning, transmitting patient records. So why? Why in 2017, nearly 2018, are doctors and hospitals still using fax machines? That's what Vox's Sarah Cliff wanted to find out. She hosts a podcast called The Impact and is with us now. Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So do we have any sense of how common it is that doctors and hospitals are faxing medical records? Is it the primary form of communication?
It appears to be. So there is very, very little email. Most of the communication for the doctors I interviewed, the experts I talked to, is still happening over the fax machine. I spent a lot of times in doctor's offices, not in the actual office, but in these back rooms you don't usually go to. And their fax machines, they are buzzing all the time. It's just a constant whirlwind of paper. It feels a little bit like going back to a 1980s office in most doctor offices right now. For my podcast, I talked to an OBGYN at the Arlington Women's Center. It's right outside of DC. Her name is Amanda Roan, and she shows me this fax folder that has someone's prenatal ultrasound inside.
That was done downstairs in our hospital.
It's like literally a few floors down from us.
Yes.
And this was sent to you by fax?
Yes.
Or maybe brought up here? Or
it was sent by fax.
So why fax and not email, let's say? Why can't I just send a file over an email system?
A lot of the doctors I talk to say it has to do with routine. They've become so used to faxing, it's just how it works, that they don't really understand the email product. It's harder to use. It's clunky. But one thing we've seen, which has been great, is that the vast majority of American doctors have adopted electronic records over the past decade. There was this federal push with all these financial incentives that gave doctors money if they went electronic, and doctors did it.
Now, these electronic records, as I understand it, sort of were part of the stimulus plan back in 2009, right?
Yeah, they were part of that much, much larger stimulus bill.
And the whole idea was that they would kill the fax, that they would make this easier. So why didn't it happen?
Yeah, so we did see doctors adopt electronic records. More than 90% of American doctors now have gotten rid of paper to some level, have their records in the digital area. But there were no financial incentives in the stimulus law to connect the offices to one to the other. So the situation you have right now, which just seems very crazy, is that doctors are printing out their own electronic records, faxing it to another doctor office, and then that doctor uploads the printout of the record into their own electronic record. So it's because there weren't any sort of incentives for doctors to connect to each other that we have this digital but really disconnected healthcare system.
It's clearly inconvenient, but are there other reasons it's a bad idea that we still depend on these fax machines?
Yeah, it can be harmful for patients' health, especially in an emergent situation where someone comes into an office and they're trying to figure out what's wrong with this person. And, you know, I talk to doctors who say it can take days to get your fax returned because you're faxing it, you're calling to see if the fax was received, maybe the line was busy. And all the while, you know, doctors are trying to figure out what's wrong with this patient. So it makes our care worse when our doctors aren't able to talk to our other doctors and are relying on this really outdated technology.
What would it take to actually kill the fax machine, to successfully kill the fax machine?
So depending on who you talk to, you get a lot of different opinions. The Obama-era folks who started this plan, they seem to think you need to outlaw the fax machine. You
oh,
need
wow.
to say, you know, by 2020, 2025, this is not an acceptable way to transfer information. You're going to have to upgrade. The Trump administration has a pretty different take. They think by getting rid of certain regulations, by making it easier for electronic records to talk to each other, that they can encourage doctors to adopt email without that kind of mandate.
Any bets here? How much longer we're going to hear that fax machine buzzing sound in the back of our doctor's offices?
I came away from this podcast episode pretty pessimistic. The fax was here to stay for a while just because it has survived for so long. It is so integral to many, many doctors' offices. And there just aren't economic incentives right now for doctors to connect with each other. And I think until there are, it's going to be hard for a hospital to invest the money it would need to move off of a fax machine.
Fax machine makers take heart. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Yeah, thanks for having me.